But all jokes aside, let me get serious for a minute. You know, what I did, I thought was a victimless crime, and it wasn't. I hurt a lot of people. The Midget Brigade of Montana spent money thinking that those checks were cleared and is now going bankrupt. And I mean, I didn't know that you could spend that much money on step stools. Welcome back to Trailer Psychology. If you've kept up on the episode, you know that I was arrested at the end of last episode. I am obviously out now, temporarily. My lawyer has decided to take a plea deal. At 4 p.m. today, I will be turning myself in to the United States of America. I know you probably think that I'm joking, but this is actually happening. You know, if you're wondering where I am, if my friends and stuff, yeah, I'm going away. The plea deal that I've taken is 48 months, which is 2 years for you fucking idiots. So the plea deal that I've taken is 48 months, which is 4 years for you fucking idiots that can't fucking count. And I will be turning myself in today at 4 p.m. And you will not hear the podcast after this episode. So all things considered, we want to give you guys a great last episode. So welcome back to the show no one wanted from the guy no one wants to listen to. But really, people have been actually waiting for this episode. Okay. Paul Walker. You know, the boxer, he's been waiting for it. MGK, Marjorie Taylor Greene, whose politics are somehow aligned with mine and is also a great heckler, has been hitting me up about this, as well as Bibi Netanyahu, who literally cannot stop listening to this shit, which I don't know how I feel about that. I don't really fuck with him. I fuck with Israel. But I don't fuck with BB. But that's fine. Look, if you're a fan of mine, you're okay. I don't care how many people you kill. As long as you listen to my podcast, you're good. Okay? You know, me being arrested was actually quite triggering. You know, it really triggered a lot of my issues with my father. We need to do something about how law enforcement talks to people. Everyone was super rude and bossy and entitled, like they own oxygen, right? Everybody's like so gaslighty, trying to make everything your fault, like everything's your fault. They always act like you owe them some kind of fucking explanation. Like, where were you Thursday? Do you know this person? Let me see your phone. I'm like, what is this, a relationship? What are you fucking? Right? It's like, are we fucking? How dare you invade my private space? Because I have fucking boundaries. I learned that in one of my programs to set boundaries. And I tried to set boundaries with law enforcement and they just went over them over and over again. And you know what? We should cancel law enforcement. Because I have been assaulted. Someone has crossed my boundaries. And boundaries are serious business, guys. Ask any borderline woman about boundaries and you know that they're real. Okay. Are these your bags? Look, I want to break up. Okay. If you ask me another question, we're breaking up. All right, detective. I'm breaking up with all cops. You guys continue to cross my boundaries. You invade my private space. You don't let me live my life. It's over. Find someone else. So ahead of my long-term stay at the federal penitentiary, my lawyer has sent a list to the prison guards and the warden with a list of my boundaries that will not be crossed, okay? And that list includes, don't yell at me. Don't talk back to me. Be really soft and gentle with me in the morning. Let me sleep where I want, you know. I'm allowed to jerk off out in the open. I don't want any, you can't, one of the, my big boundaries is don't gaslight me. Okay. Don't touch me. And I have full access to the library, which I will stay in most of the time. And when I'm fucking reading, do not come in there and fuck with me. Lights out, right? None of that lights out shit for me. Okay. No lights out and no waking me up. I will be free to roam this prison or else. Okay. I will not be adhering to any curfew and basically just all of prison rules don't apply to me because that's my boundary. That's my boundary. I learned, this is what I learned in therapy, to set boundaries. Okay. So. Don't cross my boundaries or you're a rapist. Okay. If you cross my boundaries, you are part of the problem. Okay. And not the solution. And we will cancel the entire federal penitentiary system. Trust me. You know, I did some research about maybe transitioning so that I could go to a woman's prison. Cause in California, you can do that. And, I mean, it's scary shit. You know, but I think I could still keep my dick. But the problem with that was that I was a man when I committed the crime. And I think they have a clause where you can't transition after being arrested or something like that, because they know that dudes are going to go up in female prisons and try to run shit and date people, which, I mean, that put me in a female prison would be so amazing. I'd be stoked on that. I would actually be stoked. But unfortunately, due to oppression, I will not be able to do that. And honestly, I mean, I would have to take hormones, which would then turn me into another person. I don't even know what that, I would probably, if I took hormones, I'd probably start doing like a lot of yoga. And then I would probably have so many boundaries if I took hormones. Jesus Christ, I would just be running around with boundaries. I would be overflowing with boundaries. So if I took hormones, I would have breasts, which that could be cool. But I heard too that your dick just turns into like mincemeat from my trans friends. I was talking to a trans friend last night. It was who like, well, they, when they took the hormones, their dick just like is useless. They don't get hard or whatever. And I'm like, I mean, I would go in there. So that means I would transition and then go into the female prison, but then not have a sex drive. That would be, but they would like untransition while I'm in there, but nobody knows. I just stop taking the hormones and then I'm back on my bullshit. Jesus fucking Christ, I'm going to die. But all jokes aside, let me get serious for a minute. You know, what I did, I thought was a victimless crime and it wasn't. I hurt a lot of people. The Midget Brigade of Montana spent money thinking that those checks were cleared and is now going bankrupt. And I mean, I didn't know that you could spend that much money on step stools. Apparently they're expensive. And Snakes in Schools is dead in the water, which breaks my fucking heart. But we were the Snakes in Schools Foundation, because they thought they had money, were, they've already put rattlesnakes in some of those schools, which also turned out to be, there's a separate thing I'm being charged with for that, and it's endangerment. because a bunch of people were bit by the rattlesnakes. There's like six or seven people in the ICU, but and that's dead in the water. Not to mention there's gonna another civil suit on that. So I just want to say that if you were affected by my crimes, that I'm do you hear a buzzing sound? I thought, is that the computer? Fucking hallucinating. I gotta up my meds. What were we doing? This might actually come as a surprise, but I've never done any time before. So, well, I've never been caught or convicted of anything. I've done a lot of things and got away with it until now. So we're bringing on a prison expert, and he's going to set me up. He's going to tell me everything that I need to know in order to prepare for a stay with the federal government. So we're going to bring him on. He's going to give me some good recipes. He's going to tell me how I'm supposed to wear my outfits. He is going to teach me a lot of the slang, as well as things to avoid, as well as gang culture and what I need to do to get in the right gang. So hopefully I'm going to shoot for the black gang. And then after that, we'll see what happens. The Maxall 502273 8x50 diamond braided rope, extra strength, sunlight, and weather resistant multicolor Maxall diamond braid nylon rope is a resourceful high strength rope with many indoor and outdoor applications. With its high ability strength and impressive stretching, it makes the ideal nylon cord for various activities from crafting to heavy load carriage to hanging yourself. So I'm bringing on my Uncle Dusty to help me out with the situation and what I need to learn in order to survive the next few years. Dusty, we used to run weed together from Atlanta to Macon in the early 90s. He's a good guy. Just did 23 years. He's been out about a year.
24.
Well, 24, yeah. And I don't know. So welcome, Dusty. How are you doing today?
It's nice to see you, Jason. You know, it was wild for me being locked up and seeing your meteoric rise, playing music with that white boy, and right. Just seeing how big you got, and then just seeing you drop like a rock. You know, it looks like you let yourself go, and it's, I was proud of you there for a second, but, you know.
I wouldn't say I let myself go.
You look like shit, boy.
Well, I mean, I think that's subjective, but that's fine. You're entitled to your opinion. So
yeah, I fucking know I am.
What I really need to know is what do I need to do to survive? Like what kind of shit do I need to do in order to, get along with everybody?
Well, in a place like penitentiary, you really need to have to find your angle and your way to kind of stay alive. You know, for some people, and I'm guessing this is not your case, given the nature of your crimes, is that money's not going to be your thing. You know, if you had a big book and you could get lots of commissary, you could become kind of a dealer of things like Cheez-Its and Oreos, but I don't get the sense that people will be putting money on your books.
Well, I might be getting a lot of Venmo pretty soon.
I mean, other people will find a way to kind of have their place by being quite violent, but looking at you, boy, you're not doing any damage to nobody. So what I would say
I don't agree.
What I would say is your one way of kind of making yourself known in a place like that is getting really good at giving sloppy toppy, because I feel like that's your one angle in which you can be safe.
Well, are you talking about blowing people?
I mean blowing people. I mean finding a way to fillet a man that's undeniable.
Well, I don't really, that's not what I want to do.
This isn't about what you want, boy. This is about survival.
Well, I'm trying to look for something cooler I could do. Couldn't I just fix people's radios or something?
I happen to know that the penitentiary that you're going to has a serious gang problem, and it's a very violent place. This is not going to be no cakewalk, boy. You're going to have to really keep yourself busy with those sloppy toppies. Otherwise, you're really going to find yourself in a world of trouble.
Well, I just don't see why I have to suck dick. I mean, I have other skills.
You don't have to suck dick. You can also use your holes if you find a way to douche. Oh, you can get your juice boxes, and if you put some salt and water in there and pop it right up your butt, you could find a way to get real clean so people can use you right up.
Dusty, I don't really like where this is going.
This is just the nature of the business, my friend. If you want to stay alive, boy, you got to find a way to keep your place. It's not going to be violence. Look at you. What could you do? You don't have no money.
What are you talking about? I'm tough. The fuck you talking about? I mean, I could hold my own. I don't know where you're getting this idea. I mean, you know me from back
in the
day.
You can hold your own right back, boy. You're going to have to find a way to really use yourself up if you want to survive this kind of experience. Boy, I'm not joking. You really have to fucking be moving that body around.
Okay, Dusty.
And act like you like it, all right, boy?
All right, Dusty, listen, why don't we just cut this shit short? I don't really think that you're not, you know, this was a bad idea. I love you. I love your sister. But, you know, I don't really think that you're the person that I need to interview for this. You're giving me a lot of weird advice that I don't want to do. So, you know.
All right, then, Jason, thank you for having me. I'll get back on the train.
Well, that made no fucking sense at all. I don't know what I was thinking. Getting Dusty up here, that's an expensive $60 train ticket. I found it didn't really work out with Dusty, clearly. But you know, I did some Googling and I found, a group online or a business online, that helps prepare people for prison stays. It's called Bad Boy Consulting. And we're going to give them a call now. And, here we go.
This is Keith.
Skeet. This is Brooks Buford.
Brooks, how are you?
I emailed you earlier.
Yes, of course. So a bit about my company. We're called badboysprisonconsultants.org.
Okay.
We're basically a preparation company for people who are about to experience incarceration to give them some tips and tricks on how they can make their prison stays nourishing and helpful for their long-term longevity of livelihood.
Right. Okay.
So tell me, how long is your sentence?
It's 4 years, 48 months.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, well, it's not fantastic, but yeah.
I'll tell you a bit about me. I did 4 months for possession of methamphetamine with intention to sell.
All right.
I was in federal jail for, you know, the entire length of my stay. And I really had this experience that was quite nourishing, which is surprising. You know, as Rihanna says, I found love in a hopeless place and it really changed my life. And I want to give you the same experience. You luckily have a longer term stay. So there's more time for you to find ways.
I don't feel like it's lucky at all, Skeet.
I'm pretty sure you're going to find a way to change your mind about that.
Well, can you tell me like what I need to do in there in order to get along with people?
Of course, that's what we do. And this consultation is free, of course. We start off the first one, which is free. And then over time, you can continue calling me and we begin billing you monthly. And you can tell your listeners as well, if they send the discount code LONGSTAY,
they can
get a 10% discount on their calls in the future.
Okay, great.
So one of the things that I recommend for people like you with your stature, I've looked you up online, you're very handsome. What I would say for people like you is it's best to work on what we call the buddy system. So
Jesus,
what we do is we find you a partner
to
kind of, for lack of a better word, comfort you through the experience. You find someone who perhaps has a similar kind of sentence.
But you don't mean a boyfriend, right?
No. I mean a buddy. We call it the buddy system. So what we do is we find you someone who has a similar sentence, similar race is usually helpful, someone with a similar kind of build. And perhaps, you know, if you find yourself being more, how can I say, submissive, if they're more dominant,
I'm dominant. And it sounds like you're going in a weird direction.
This is just a survival tactic, and you'll find yourself being really kind of connected to the entire experience if you have someone to share it with. And so what I would say is you would enter prison, you do all of the kind of orientation, find your bearings, start getting your kind of eating in order and your sleep patterns back in order. And then you'll find someone who perhaps you feel like an emotional magnetic connection to. Okay.
Right.
And you can do this exercise. We can try it right now, even on the phone. Okay.
Okay.
So just close your eyes.
All right.
And picture my face in front of your face, maybe about 3 inches away. Okay. Take a big deep breath for me.
Kind of close. Okay. Hold on.
Take a big deep breath. Very good.
Okay.
That's it. Just breathe in and out like that.
Okay.
Now picturing my face.
Yeah.
Now bring your attention down my body, okay?
Okay.
Take a big deep breath, and I want you to imagine the part of my body that is the warmest. The part of my body.
Come on, dude. I mean, what the fuck is going on here?
I'm just trying to help you because this is going to be a very difficult experience.
No, I understand. I just feel like everybody I've talked to about this shit, it's like, it just keeps seeing like some gay shit. I don't understand why it's now, and now you're trying to make me look at your dick. I don't.
No, this is a meditation exercise.
No, well, you're talking about the warmest part. You're talking about your asshole.
If that's where your mind goes, then let your mind go there. You're only trapping yourself in this experience if you choose to.
All right. Okay. So, okay, I don't really know.
This will be quite a difficult experience for you unless you find a buddy. And that's just the truth of the matter, because the prison that you're going to is honestly one of the worst in the southern US. It's one of the harshest prisons. There's lots of cartels, there's lots of gangs.
Okay.
It's a very violent place. But if you have a partner to nourish you and comfort you and emotionally keep you warm through
the experience. I just don't know why everything somehow is about sex. It seems
this
like
this isn't about sex. This is about comfort. This is about safety.
I mean, can you give me like so if I do find a partner, can you how would I please them? Or, I mean, what kind of things would you recommend that I do to make the connection stronger?
I would recommend having one night of the week where you kind of go and do something special. Maybe go in the yard.
Ghost?
Bring some electronic candles, something that feels intimate and brings you closer, something that makes you both feel respected and cared for by the other. I think finding special time for the two of you is perhaps the only way that you can continue growing closer and not further apart in your prison journey.
Okay, that's great. All right, so I don't have to suck anyone's dick, or
I mean, that is optional.
I don't understand why everybody's all the advice that I keep getting has something to do with fucking someone.
I will say that sexual
really
relief
annoying.
Is a fantastic way,
right,
to...
right? But I'm heterosexual. It's just like I don't, you know. It just seems like,
of course you are. I am too. And what I would say
sorry. Go ahead. You don't sound heterosexual. That's all
what
I'm saying.
What I would say is, when you're in prison,
you sound like you love prison.
Everybody is just a body.
No, I don't like dicks.
I think that gender begins to dissipate when you're in a place like prison. And I think that's a really freeing thing. I mean, I walked out of my stay, which was a long, long time, as kind of a whole new man. It was a long time for someone from the background that I'm from the kind of family that I'm from, you know, I was on track to be at Ivy League schools, to be married.
I don't really care.
My girlfriend was pregnant.
You're not, you don't have a girlfriend. Okay. Stop pretending that you've ever been straight. You know what? Listen, none of this is working out for me. I'm going to get off the fucking phone now. I got to go. I'm going to get off the phone now. Yeah, maybe I'll call you back.
This has been an absolute pleasure talking with you. On behalf of all of Bad Boys Prison Consulting.org, we thank you for your time.
Okay.
And please call us again.
Right. Okay, fuck it. So that was a lot more confronting than I was expecting. It doesn't look like anyone's going to respect my boundaries. It looks like it's going to suck a lot. And I don't really know if I can do this shit. I mean, I can't fucking do, I don't know if I could do this time, man. There's too many things I'm going to miss. There's fucking 4 iPhone cycles. It's fucking 8 seasons of Love is Blind and Love on a Spectrum. And I may not make it. I mean, this might not just be the last podcast. This might be the last podcast. I don't know, dude. I've had a good life, right? I mean, I've had a good life. I did a lot of cool shit, man. I mean, I'm old. Is there a future for me? I mean, there isn't anyway, right? There's no, killing myself would not, it's a pretty logical thing for me to do. It's a rational decision. You know, I mean, I lived a full life and I don't want to do this time. There's going to be no bitches, you know, It's going to be noisy in there. The noise, you know, I forgot to tell them that I was allowed to wear earplugs at all times. And they said I couldn't because then I couldn't hear the guards or some bullshit. The point is, it's like, I don't know if I'm going to do this time. And if you don't hear from me again, it's probably because I bounced. I unalived myself. So if you see something on my Instagram, like a memorial, that means I took off. But, you know, people are so like anti-suicide, like being alive is only good when life is good. And life has not been good for a long time. And it's about to get worse. So I'm out.